This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time once again on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll for the podcast that acts like a game show, or is it the other way around?
I don't know.
I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And isn't there supposed to be a third person, like point, counterpoint? That's what we sound like sometimes when we sign on to the Imbalanced History, and this time around, an episode of Five Favorites. And it is kind of like a game show, right?
It's totally like a game show. We get to, based on a random topic, pick our five favorite songs, five favorite bass players, five favorite drummers of an era, five favorite albums of a decade, five favorite live albums. It could be anything. Five favorite movie soundtracks.
'Tis the season. What are we doing? Our five favorites of today.
We're going to do a revamped and mostly different version of a previous five favorites. Not just one, but multiple five favorites, and that is five favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, wow. Well, we do have a way of having these two things work together, like, you know, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, right? I remembered that we had done one and that it was episode number 34. I found that, and then I found another one that we did later that was also rock and roll Christmas songs, our five favorites. And we always say, if we do it today and then do it again next year, it's bound to be different. And that's part of five favorites on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. Now, I could tell you that there was some similarity in the two that I had done on the previous episode. I'm holding up the sheet there for you to see. See, there's one there and there's one there.
Pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, pull it back a little bit. Is it out of focus, Marcus?
Focus is bad, and as well as my old eyes.
So I'm telling you, a lot of the material is kind of the same, but there's some things that have been going on that have, you know, changed. More songs being released, circumstances that didn't exist the last time we did this at Christmas time.
Hearing songs that we haven't heard maybe since we began recording this podcast, and it's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that one. So,
you know, I gotta say, here we are closing in on the end of our fifth year doing this thing. This is why we're doing this podcast. It's so much damn fun, because we have fun with all the topics like this, you know?
I am.
So before we get started, Knuckles just wants you to know he's thinking of you. He's sending a special gift over for you.
Yeah, the cold will slow it down.
That's true. But, you know, Vegas, it's always kind of sunny, always kind of warm, always kind of dry out there. And they always have the line on an episode of Five Favorites. What are they telling you, man?
They're saying that due to many different Christmas titles and the fact that lists change when you do them again, they're going to go with a lowly 0.5.
Oh, they're way off on that. I'm sure they're way off on that.
What do you think? What are you guessing?
3. I'm saying over at a 3. That's my bet on this episode of Five Favorites. And you, Mr. Marcus?
I'm going to go with over 2.
I've been thinking a lot of things over 2.
No, that's over T.
Oh. For 2. Well, that's always good, too.
T for 2 for T.
At the holidays, why are we singing? You notice you always find it easier to break into song at the holidays? Is it because our spirits are lighter or we want them to be, and the songs that we love to sing along with help us to get there?
They've done studies on those Christmas songs, and they seem to bring the mood up as far as the results of those studies go. And I know the holiday music brings my mood up. Some of those songs are just so beautiful, you can't help sing along. It's just the way it is.
Kind of like a piece of fresh bud, man. It raises my holiday spirits every time.
Hilarious. Hell, it is the green part of the Christmas.
Yes. Well, I did have red hair. So.
Yeah.
And away Christmas we go. I don't know, man. Will we be two in common? Will we be three? Will we be 0.5? Well, that's not possible. I guess it is, but we never know until we play here on Five Favorites. Let's toss the coin. It says tails, I lose, and that means you go first.
I go first.
At number five.
At number five is one of the two mainstays in my five favorites for the Christmas season. It is from a book / TV cartoon about a main character who doesn't like people. He's not against Christmas. He doesn't like the people.
I love Jim Carrey's playing of the part best.
But the voice of Thurl Ravencroft singing "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" still gets me to this day. I love his voice. It moves me. And I love that song. Always will.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
And Ray, your number five is?
Well, I'm jobbing the system once again, Marcus, getting a two for one by picking out a song. And I think it's because I've heard Darlene Love's version of it a lot this year. But I love U2's take two. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. My number five.
Great versions of that song.
Gaming the system, and that may gum up the works on us getting a match on that one if it's on yours.
We still have some numbers to count, so we will find out. And speaking of numbers, it's time for your number four.
I miss Tom Petty. I really do. I just saw the Wildflowers documentary, and I miss him more after watching it, Marcus. But this song, it helps a little bit. Old Tom Petty. It's Christmas all over again, Marcos. That's my number four, dude.
Well, it's Christmas time again. decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again.
Such a great, fun, happy Christmas song. Love it too. Perfect choice.
I love the ending always.
Oh yeah, the ending's rad.
Now let's see, I want a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender basements, Chuck Berry songbook, xylophone.
And I gotta say, what's for Christmas for you this year? I don't know why I just went full Shatner.
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you. At number four, this year I got really sad when we talked about 8 years gone, Scott Weiland. Mm. I just really miss him a lot. And a little later that day, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year came on something that I was listening to, and I was like, you know, I really, really like that song, and I've listened to it a few more times since then, and I miss Scott Weiland, and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, such a beautiful song, and it just shows Scott Weiland at his best.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be a good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season. Stories and tales of the glories of Christmas is long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
A change in the Christmas Five Favorites force. Honoring Weiland. Do miss that man. Do miss him. All right. We're making time and cookies here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. Your number three, Marcus.
If we keep going faster, we'll be done before the cookies are. My number three has been my number one and my number two, I think, in the last couple of Christmas song countdowns. She is dangerous. She was sultry. She was so awesome. And I'm talking about Eartha Kitt and Santa Baby. That is my number three.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Sexy. And she was the original at it. So good doing Santa Baby, man. Oh, so good.
The best. And now, Ray, before we take a break and grab a pint to recharge, it is time for you to share your number three.
It's really hard for me to take John and Yoko and set them aside. But that's what I'm going to do in this episode of Five Favorites. With Happy Christmas War is Over, the recently rediscovered version by Teddy Pendergrass and the Kids on his album This Christmas, I'd Rather Have Love. Happy Christmas, Marcus.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope that you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. Merry, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Oh, let's hope it's a good one.
Without any
fear. Say without any.
Wow. Knuckles is smiling big right now because we're going into the break and we got the big zero, not a nil. But boy, we got some beautiful Christmas songs too.
All kinds of fun. And look, we're making it different, like every Christmas should be, right?
Absolutely. It is so much fun and it's got to be different. I mean, each year's different and therefore each holiday is going to have a similar but yet different vibe. And so the music's going to be adjusted appropriately.
As we have done so through the years on the podcast. Listen, we're coming up on our fifth anniversary, and right before we turned five, Crooked Eye Brewery turns 10, dude. February, the celebration is on. And we'll be talking about that and a whole lot more about what goes on at Crooked Eye coming up.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Ho, 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 Marcus. It's that time of year at Crooked Eye Brewery in the heart of Hatboro. Time for Santa's arrival and all the joy and Yuletide cheer all in one place there as the holiday season gets into full swing at Crooked Eye.
Ray, I know you get totally stoked for the holiday season, and we know that people like to gather with their friends, with their family, and Crooked Eye right in the heart of Hatboro, a great place to gather for the holidays. They have a great selection of beers. They have their local spirits. They've got food, live music, all the stuff that makes a great gathering place.
And here in the holiday season, they are setting up the celebration of 10 years of pouring the cure for what ails you right there at York and Montgomery and Hapro, coming up in February. 10 years of Crooked Eye. And in March, it's 5 years of us as a podcast, believe it or not. And they've been with us almost since the very beginning. So we go together at the 5 and 10 celebration coming up in the new year. Things to look forward to in 2024. But really, we just want to thank Paul and everybody there at Crooked Eye for their support this week and every week for forever, basically. And wish them all a very happy Yuletide season, and we'll see you soon.
Don't forget, if you're looking for a great place to get together with a friend or family, Crooked Eye in the heart of Hatboro.
It's my favorite time of year, Marcus. You know, the tree's trimmed, the lights are on, the accountants have been sent home. Oh, wait a minute. I'm on the wrong script. Hold on a second here. It is the imbalanced history of rock and roll. And to point out what was really obvious about the first half of this year's five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs episode is that we have zero in common. So maybe Vegas knows a thing that we don't.
Maybe they don't. That's so wild that they had that one pegged.
So far. All right, let's do the twos and the ones, and I've got some strange roads to take after we get done there that I think you're going to enjoy. Hey, buddy, before we jump into the twos and the ones, let's recount where we are. Zero in common, okay. First, your number five was Thurl Ravenscroft. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. At number four, Scott Weiland's It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And Santa Baby at number three. By that sexy Eartha Kitt.
You're number five, Ray. Bending the rules, as we like to do on the countdown, which I love bending rules also.
Sure.
Fantastic. You Too and Darlene Love, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. Great choice. Number four, Tom Petty's Christmas Time All Over Again. And the ending is electric and fantastic. And at number three, I'm so glad we got to listen to this Teddy P album. And his cover of John and Yoko's Happy Christmas is just incredible.
You know, a couple weeks back, we had Jim Salamone telling us a story about how they put all that stuff on that album together. And it's worth a listen to go back and check it out. If your holiday spirit needs a little boost, Teddy can still provide it throughout that podcast. And right here as part of what we're doing, which is our five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs. And I got to put John and Yoko in there too. I can't go past that, right? So
absolutely not. You got to double down again, dude.
Twos and ones. And oh my God, it could be a big goose egg. My number two shouldn't surprise anybody because it's cold all along the boardwalk, Marcus. And we're going to head down Bruce and East Street Band all these years later, still taking that walk. And Santa Claus is coming to town. And you know it's Christmas time.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it.
By you.
My number two, gonna visit the big city like 70, 80 miles north of you. A little neighborhood called Hollis. I love Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. If you need to cheer your mood up in the holiday season, that song will make you feel better. Those cats rock it.
It was December 24th on Hollis Ave at the dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog. Oh my God. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a bold magic car with
Run-DMC's Christmas in Hollis is in the Christmas movie Die Hard during a very key scene. And for all those who say it is not a Christmas movie, according to the Messianic Secret, it was declared a Christmas movie at the Council of Nicaea. So, I think that's...
Are you talking about Die Hard? You better be more clear.
Absolutely, I'm talking about Die Hard being a Christmas movie. And in fact, originally it wasn't a Christmas movie.
But...
changed by Constantine in 336 to align it with the Sol Invictus Festival. Thank you, Matthew Black on Twitter, for that important historical update.
Scrambled alacrity here on the imbalanced history of rock and roll. That's why we use the word imbalance, my friends. But there you are. And that makes it, what's that, your number two?
That's my number two. And it is a Christmas song in a Christmas movie.
I just want to say, there are other signs that it's a Christmas movie, you know, like when the guy, one of the German guys is dead, all wrapped in the lights and the Santa hat and all that stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Ah, so yeah, I'm in on that whole thing, but you go some podcast far on that one, buddy.
I know. I can't believe I found that history research on the internet. Man.
Unbelievable. You didn't have ChatGPT helping you, did you?
No, not at all. No, good. Those were real,
real life conspiracy theories
from the internet.
Oh, thank God it's time for the number ones.
Yes, it is. So are you ready to lay?
Oh, wait a minute. It's me, right? I'm first. Yeah. Oh, well, the only real question for me, being a huge Christmas music fan, being a huge Jimmy Buffett fan, was which song was going to be my number one for Jimmy? And really, you got to play the whole thing and let it roll. Jimmy's version of Christmas Island. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let's get away from sleigh bells. Let's get away from snow. Let's make or break some Christmas, dear. I know the place to go. How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend the holiday away across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe.
Great choice in memory of the late, great Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, I thought so too, man. I thought so too. I love him, man. I'm going to miss that guy. Hopefully Santa is delivering his final album or his latest album into my stocking in just a few days. I can't.
I really hope so, but unfortunately, we got the goose egg, dude.
What is your number one of your five favorite rock and roll Christmas songs this year?
I'm keeping it very Philly. This song still tears me up a little bit every time I hear it. Alan Mann's Christmas on the Block. I love that song. It is gorgeous, and it just, I don't, so special to me. And being here 21 years in Philadelphia, I love this city so much, and the people are amazing, and it's been a wonderful adventure here, and this song just really Christmas at the holidays in Philadelphia to me. It really means that. So
there's a street light that sits above the night, and it shines its gray light on the midnight air, and the houses twinkle on the block. But there's one house that shines a special way out there, and it's Christmas in the city, and the trees are lighted pretty, but the prettiest Christmas tree of all. All I see are the colors that we came out, and theirs is the most beautiful Christmas on the block.
You know, I'm from here, and it gets me that way too, buddy. I was at work the other day. You know, I'm working at the online oldies station, right? Oldies XL, right? And my buddy, Dr. Dave, and I were talking about Christmas songs. And we were talking about some of the peculiarities that different regions or towns have. And I started talking to him about Allen Mann, and he didn't know what I was talking about at all, right? So I went and got YouTube up, and I found the video, and I played it for him. And damn it, don't you know, about a minute and a half in there, I find myself completely choked up. And I know Dave's thinking, boy, Ray has a soft side. We've only known each other a couple months, you know? But it gets you, especially the first time you hear it in a year. It's kind of like Happy Christmas in that regard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely know what you're saying.
Good one. And I know it's been in my top five one of the times before when we did this, but number one, definitely something I should have considered putting in my top five. And it is one of my honorable mentions, but I had to do Jimmy at number one. You understand why.
Totally.
Well, we always have fun talking about the also-rans and the near misses, the honorable mentions. You mentioned Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis. And that was one of mine right after Allen Mann. The Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas, really got the top 40 into new rock Christmas records back when it first came out.
Bells will be ringing, the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. Wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing silent night. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. Not for Christmas, by New Year's night.
And Band-Aids, Do They Know It's Christmas? Always one of those songs that makes you stop and think about the state of the world, which isn't really great right now, but maybe it'll get better soon. You can always hope for that. Also, in my honorable mentions, I have a subcategory this year, Marcus, before you do yours. And then I've got more. Oh, I always have more at Christmas. I'm like Santa, damn it. I discovered something that I hadn't heard before. It's by the Twistin' Kings, The Christmas Twist. Can you guess who the lead vocalist and songwriter is on this little nugget?
I have no idea.
The one, the only, Berry Gordy.
Whoa.
And I'm going to play a little snippet of a song that I've always loved, but I never knew who did it until 2 days ago. The Enchanters doing Mambo Santa Mambo.
They have Christmas out in Mexico. A lot of places that you wanted to go.
Do the mambo.
Santa's doing a mambo this Christmas. Santa's doing a mambo this Christmas. Santa's doing a mambo this Christmas. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, Santa, mambo.
Patiliana.
Mambo, Santa, mambo.
You tell your mama.
Mambo, Santa, mambo. Mambo, mambo, if you can.
And another great song by a great artist that I just rediscovered was Solomon Burke's Presents for Christmas. Check it out.
Oh, this is going to be a groove for me. It's going to be a little something different, but we're going to give it to him anyway. Are you ready? Come on. Ha! We want to give out a present to everybody this Christmas. all around the world for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Are you ready right now? Come on. Here we go. Oh, I like it like that. Come on. That's it. All right. Come on. Oh, Christmas presents around the world. Something mighty sweet to see. If only if I just had a present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree. For every boy that wants a brand new toy, for every Johnny that wants a car, for every Junior that wants a mobile bike that rides and rides.
That's some honorable mentions for you. It is Christmas there, Marcouche. What you got?
My honorable mentions include like the Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York, Rest in Power, Shane McGowan.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got an unlucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
So sad, but also I think many people are surprised he lived as long as he did with his alcohol and heroin issues in the past. So I'm glad he made it 65 years. I got to see the Pogues live. They were wonderful. And this song just moves me every time I hear it.
I get it.
You know, the Pretenders, 2,000 Miles, just a gorgeous tune. I love playing that on Christmas. I usually work 7 to midnight, and that's one of the last songs I'll play because it takes Christmas out really well.
He's gone. It's colder day by day. I miss you. The children will sing. He'll be back at Christmas time.
It feels like walking in the snow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a tranquility to it. Yes, I get it. That crunch with the tranquility, I totally get it. Yeah, Frosty the Snowman, the Ronettes version is fantastic. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, Darlene, and you two are on my honorable mention. Christmas Eve Sarajevo, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and pretty much anything that they do goes on that list because they're pretty awesome.
They're kind of like, you know, you have to put them in their own category and set them aside, you know?
Absolutely. And we're going to see the Kiss version of TSO in the future moving forward. Collective Soul's Blue Christmas is gorgeous. I love that version.
We'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue. I just think about you. Decorations are
I also heard Otis Redding's version of Merry Christmas Baby, and it was pretty amazing, and I like that one.
Merry Christmas Baby, should it treat me nice? Merry Christmas Baby, should it treat me nice?
Marvin Gaye's I Want to Come Home for Christmas is beautiful. John Cougar's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus is still a great one. He makes that one really fun, and he just does it right.
Good stuff all the way around, and hardly anything matching at all, except for a couple honorable mentions. So, Vegas,
you win, Vegas.
Well, we were over. They were at 0.5. It's a walk away from your money, gentlemen. Thank you. But before we do that and go, I kind of came across this fun Christmas playlist on Spotify. It's just blues Christmas music, and from this, I have a blues five faves that I want to do shotgun style, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
All righty then. Welcome the Red Onion Jazz Babies and Santa Claus Blues. At number four, Canned Heat and a song called Christmas Blues. Backdoor Santa became popular by Bon Jovi's version on the very special Christmas album. But B.B. King's Backdoor Santa, baby? Oh, that's my number three.
Well, they call me Backdoor Santa. I make my rounds about the break of day. I said they call me Backdoor Santa. Make my rounds about the break of day. I make all the ladies happy while the men are out at play. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. I said I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But I'll come running with my presents every time.
Number two, the Queen, Rosetta Tharpe, and her version of O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thou deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the darkest, shinest street, the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently, the wondrous
gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven.
And the number one blues five favorite that I just made up and stuck in here, Willie Nelson and Nora Jones and the duet of Baby, It's Cold Outside. Merry Christmas, Marcus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. From everybody here at the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll.
Yes, Merry Christmas to everybody.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Baby, nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your hurry.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better skirt.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink.
No cabs to be had out there.
And next year, if we do it again, and we probably will, or we'll find some other little hook or wrinkle to involve five favorites and Christmas music on this here podcast, you know we'll do it. So lots of neat stuff going on around here as we head into our fifth anniversary celebration. More on that as we get through the holidays and then roll on into a new year that takes us to 5 years and our sponsors and friends, Crooked Eye Brewery, to 10. Kind of a cool thing to be able to do the 5 and 10 thing together.
Absolutely. We'd also like to wish a very Merry Christmas to Peter Farioli, Christian Swain, and the entire Pantheon Podcast Network.
Anytime you want to plug in, you can email us, imbalancehistory@gmail.com. Want to find out what's going on with us or with Crooked Eye? Follow along on Facebook.
Please share your five favorite Christmas songs with us. You can also do so on Twitter or Instagram, and we're also on Threads.
We are?
Yeah.
Till the next time we gather around the Yule log burning. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody put that out. From the Dark Duck Media Smoldering Studios, I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And this has been Five Favorites on the Imbalanced History
of Rock and Roll.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.